government and the crowd during the Capitol riot. This is Kyle Cooper.
And you can help choose the name of a military installation in Virginia getting renamed because it's named after a Confederate officer.
Human trafficking in our region. The number of federal cases. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Good to have you with us. WTOP News Time is 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's movement forward on a pair of spending bills. She says a vote will come soon on a $1 trillion infrastructure package. And she expects the $3.5 billion spending bill may shrink as Democrats make compromises.
This isn't about moderates versus progressives. Overwhelmingly, the entirety of our caucus, except for a few whose judgment I respect, support the vision of Joe Biden, and we will make progress on it this week.
She spoke on ABC. Three people were killed and others hurt when eight cars of an Amtrak train derailed in central Montana yesterday. Wayne Freed was on board.
I've traveled probably 100,000 miles on Amtrak over a 40-year period, and I've never had anything like this happen before. I love the rail mode to travel, but this is just a very bad day.
A woman and her two-year-old son are dead after an incident at Petco Park yesterday. KFMB-TV reporter LaMonica Peters has more from San Diego.
San Diego police have told us that they believe a woman and her young child either fell or jumped from this area, from the upper level at Petco Park. When we first got here, we thought that they may have been coming off of the bridge, but it seems that they were on the third level of Petco Park and either fell or jumped. We really haven't confirmed that just yet.
As the Delta variant fuels a COVID surge, some parents may be wondering if it's safe for their kids to trick or treat this Halloween. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky addressed that on CBS's Face the Nation.
Oh gosh, I certainly hope so. If you're able to be outdoors, absolutely limit crowds. I wouldn't necessarily go to a crowded Halloween party, but I think that we should be able to let our kids go trick or treating in small groups.
Israeli security forces conducted raids in the West Bank that turned deadly. The BBC's Tom Bateman.
Palestinians report that Israeli armed forces stormed villages near the city of Ramallah, with further raids in the northern part of the West Bank. Soldiers shot dead at least four Palestinians during reported armed clashes in what the governor of Jenin called a massive campaign of raids by the occupation forces. Israel's army says it was an operation to detain Hamas members planning a terrorist attack, adding its troops came under fire.
The death toll has risen to five. Lava keeps flowing from a volcano on La Palma, which is part of the Canary Islands in Spain. It can be heard miles away. Scientists say the eruption could last for 3 months. This is CBS News.
Fever is the number one COVID symptom, so be safe with an accurate thermometer. Only Exogen has proven accurate in more than 100 studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
It's 103 on Sunday, September 26th. Sunny, 70 degrees, highs in the mid-70s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. A new report says the FBI had an informant in the crowd during the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
The informant was texting a real-time account of what was happening to his handler. The New York Times also reports that the informant was a member of the Proud Boys. It appears the FBI handler did not grasp the severity of what he was being told, telling the informant at one point, "Keep me in the loop if there's any violence." The report also suggests that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault at the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A Pentagon commission is working on finding new names for military bases that commemorate the Confederacy. You have the ability to offer some input.
10 Army installations and even 2 naval vessels are being considered for renaming by the Naming Commission, and this includes 4 installations in Virginia. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett are named after Confederate generals. And Fort Belvoir is also being considered for a name change because after being renamed to honor a Union Army general, it was later changed back to Belvoir, which is the name of a plantation that had slave labor. At WTOP.com, find out how you can provide possible names for the sites and the vessels. The commission will offer its recommendations to Congress on October the 1st of next year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
The Human Trafficking Institute, which is dedicated to analyzing U.S. efforts to prosecute human trafficking, has released its 2020 state reports, providing a look at prosecutions of trafficking in our region.
The Institute reviews federal criminal and civil cases to come up with the number of human trafficking cases, including sex trafficking and forced labor. The researchers have found that there were 16 active sex trafficking cases with 21 defendants and one active forced labor case in Maryland in 2020. In the same period, there were 8 active sex trafficking cases and 25 defendants in Virginia and one forced labor case. And in the district, 2020 saw 7 active sex trafficking cases with 12 defendants. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
If you live in Germantown, you may want to stay away from Seneca Creek for a while.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Baltimore officials say 2 sewer discharges have released sewage into residential neighborhoods. The Baltimore City Department of Public Works issued the notice of overflows yesterday. One occurred in the Reisterstown area, northwest of downtown, affecting the stream known as Gwynn's Falls. The other happened in the Poplar Hill neighborhood, north of downtown, at the stream known as Jones Falls. Officials urge people to avoid swimming or other contact with the affected streams. Coming up after traffic and weather, a new trial ordered for a convicted killer in Maryland. 106.
For the ones going above and beyond. For the ones reaching out, helping out, and lending a hand. For the ones people count on. You can count on Grainger. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Backed by 24/7 customer support and specialists to help with hard-to-find products. Because you've got everyone's back. We've got yours. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Will give you some authentic NFL gear when you bet $100 in September. So download the app and get live in-game betting, parlays, season rewards, and some authentic NFL gear. I'm an official sponsor of the NFL, people!
Must be 21. Offer valid in Virginia only and for new and existing users who opt into this offer. Jersey awarded as a gift card. Options may vary. Terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
I'm Alima Hawthorne, Business Acquisition Manager at Wells Fargo. Small businesses are the heartbeat of the D.C. community, and many still need support to recover from the pandemic. That's why Wells Fargo created the Open for Business Fund, a small business recovery effort donating